Rhonda Garrison from the Southern Farm Network. On today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers and Southern Farm Network's Bob Middles.
That was a part of the emphasis of the show, farm safety. So to really focus on that, I participated in a grain bin rescue. I was the dummy who fell in the grain, I suppose. And really the team pointed out just what you would experience and their methods for extracting someone from that. And it was very realistic, and I think it made the point.
And what did it feel like to have all that grain surrounded around you?
Well, as he told me ahead of time, you will not be able to move, and I verified I was not able to move until they put a cylinder around me in pieces, so almost creating a small grain bin within the bin, and then put an auger to pump the grain away from me outside of that little cylinder, and then you climb yourself out because you freed yourself. And I think today they have some EMS personnel coming in to be trained by the same people that did the exercise yesterday.
Yeah, you went from kind of a real life on the farm potential situation to, at the end of Thursday night, another celebration.
We'll call it Taste of South Carolina. A lot of South Carolina food products and a good social setting for people to network. But our focus last night was to once again honor the James Cooley family. James was named the son Belt Ag Expo Farm of the Year last fall. We acknowledged that, but we were really pleased when Governor Haley presented to James the Order of the Palmetto, the highest order for anyone in South Carolina. It was all based on the example that he sets for so many people with his agricultural operation and just his strength of character.
And you kind of play off that, recognizing somebody who's been in the industry for several years and moving forward to Friday morning, a breakfast, which is focus on the next generation of ag leaders in the state.
That's exactly right. With the Commissioner's School for Agriculture that we partner with the College of Agriculture at Clemson, Friday morning's breakfast is a fundraiser because there are no tax dollars used to support that program. It's all through corporate sponsorships, tuitions, scholarships, those types of things. But it's going into the 11th year, and its purpose is to expose high school juniors and seniors who may or may not come from a farm background, to expose them to potential careers in agribusiness, hopefully in South Carolina. And the numbers are sort of bearing that out because 350 kids have now gone through the program, and almost 50 are now employed in South Carolina agriculture in some capacity or the other. So it's just something that we can all rally around and focus on because, as you said earlier, it's looking for the next 20 years, 20, 25 years down the road, looking for the next leaders in South Carolina agriculture.
So this is the second year of the Expo. We had a celebration of today's farmers, a celebration of tomorrow's farmer. We had a good taste of produce that's being grown here in the state. A lot of learning, education about new technologies, about adding to the farm products that we're producing. What is your sense after 2 years of this Expo? Is it starting to come together as you and the committee envision, and where do you think it's going to go in years three and down the road?
Well, when we see year two and its growth over the inaugural year last year, it just speaks to the potential that's there, that we listen to our sponsors and we listen to the participants who come and take what they tell us, fine-tune it, we can make it even better, because we're asking people as a vendor to donate their time, their resources to help defray the cost. But for the farmers or those who actually come to the show, we're asking them to invest a day, perhaps a day and a half, to come and learn. And it's our job to be respectful of what we're asking people to do and give them a good return on either their money, their time, their energy. And that's really our focus, to give people good value for what we're asking them to invest.